Because now we're in this pandemic, we're all feeling we'd like to go somewhere, but we can't. Or, you know, we want someone to come and see us, but they can't, or something like this. A lot of frustrations built into our lives right now because of our grasping at inherently existent going and coming. Whenever we go anywhere, we develop the thought, I am going. We do, don't we? Whenever we go anywhere, I'm going now. And we grasp at an inherently existent act of going. So we have to think about that. What does that look like? What does an inherently existent act of going look like? Well, it looks like someone going. But not from their own side. We think they're going from their own side. It's an inherent act. It's unrelated to any causes and conditions. And so we grasp at this mistakenly. In a similar way, when someone comes to visit us, we think, they're coming. And we grasp at an inherently existent act of coming. It's true, isn't it? If your best friend is visiting you after you've been locked up for 6 months because of this pandemic, okay, then there's a great degree of anticipation and expectation there, isn't it? You're really grasping at your friend coming to see you. That's wrong. That's mistaken. Your friend is not inherently existently coming. They're only able to come to see you in dependence upon a lot of causes and conditions. One of them is that the lockdown has been lifted. Yes, then they can come. That's one of the conditions, isn't it? When someone goes away, we feel that a truly existent person has truly left. And when they come back, we feel a truly existent person has truly returned. So this is all wrong. This is all completely wrong. The coming and going of people is like the appearance and the disappearance of a rainbow in the sky. Okay? It's exactly the same. When the causes and conditions for a rainbow to appear are assembled, a rainbow appears. And when the causes and conditions for the continued appearance of the rainbow disperse, the rainbow disappears. But the rainbow does not come from anywhere, and nor does it go anywhere. So we have to talk about something simple like a rainbow. First of all, like we did with the cloud earlier, the rainbow appears due to these various causes and conditions. But it doesn't come from anywhere. It simply appears due to those causes and conditions. When those causes and conditions stop, the rainbow stops. It's the same when people come to see us, when you go anywhere. You're not inherently going. It's just a process of the causes and conditions coming together for you to appear in certain ways, in certain places. So we say, oh, I'm going traveling, you know, but what does that mean? All it means is we've created all the causes and conditions to travel, and now they've all been assembled, and so I'm traveling. The other day, someone left Manjushri to fly to Australia, but when they got to the airport, the plane was cancelled. So they have to come back here now. So clearly, it's impossible to do anything without all of the causes and conditions having been gathered together. Anything that happens to us is a result of other things. It's an effect, karmic effect of other things. If we think about these things deeply, we look at the truth of these teachings, very simple actually, talking about the weather and rainbows. We learn about it in school, don't we? We learn about it from our parents if we go outside, and we understand, you know, plants don't grow without various causes and conditions. Rainbows don't appear. Clothes cannot be produced without lots of causes and conditions. You know, the material has to be, if it's cotton, it has to be grown, you know. We understand about causes and conditions, but somehow our ignorance, when we see an object, makes us forget about that. We simply grasp it as a beautiful object or an unpleasant object. We forget that it's simply an appearance. We're just naming some appearance, that's all. It's a cloud, it's a rainbow. If we try and find a cloud, try and find the rainbow, nothing, disappears.